Welcome to Straight Real Estate, where I do one deep dive on one specific topic focused on real estate investing. Based on my 9 years of experience buying over 1,000 houses and owning over $46 million worth of real estate, bam, there's a credibility intro for you. And if you're listening, thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, you will see I've been complimented on my outfit multiple times today. I got purple shoes, purple-ish. Got some khaki pants on, got like a green shirt on, and then got a blue coat on, and I have been told it looks great. So look good, play good. So if you're just listening, that's fine, but if you want to head over to YouTube and check out the outfit, let me know what you think. All right, so in this episode, I want to talk about why mentors are the secret sauce to success. Now, I don't even have a mentorship anymore. I mean, I do. I'm calling it more of a community. So this isn't really a pitch about my community that has 1,400 members and own over 200 million in real estate. There's your pitch. I'll leave it alone. But this is honestly coming from, I wish I could like mark this video and say nobody that listens to this video or watches this video or listens to this can sign up, because I'm not telling you to go sign up for my community. I'm really not. I'm trying to get across to you that the secret sauce to success is having a mentor. I say this all the time. Every single successful person I know has two things in common, and everybody has a different definition of success. Some people think it's a multimillionaire. Some people think it's a millionaire. Some people think it has nothing to do with money, and that's fine. But in my opinion, having success means you do well enough for yourself financially, spiritually, physically, mentally, and just in general, you are just a successful, happy person. So that's my definition. There is a financial component to it, but it's not just about, you know, finance, because I know plenty of people that make a shit ton of money that are miserable, and that's not success in my eyes. So that being that aside, the two things that every single successful person, in my opinion, of success has in common is, one, they wish they started at whatever they're doing earlier, whether it be an e-com store, whether it be real estate, whether it be a business, no matter what it is, they wish they had started earlier. And number two, they all, and this goes without any exception, they all have a mentor or coach or involved in a mastermind and pay money to be around other successful people. Every single one, whether it be a life coach, just that one person that kind of helps you through things, whether it be a national mastermind, a local mastermind they have to pay to be a part of, a mentorship, a community, whatever it looks like, they are paying to be a part of a group of other successful people. So that's more what we're talking about. This is mentors and communities, and paid communities are the secret to success. If you're not convinced that you have to pay to be successful, that is fine. You can be the one exception. You can swim upstream while everybody else is swimming downstream. That is fine. Figure out how to make it work. All gurus are scammers. All people that are selling a community or a course are trying to screw you over, and they wouldn't be doing the course if they made money in what they're teaching about. Like, that's fine. If that's how you believe, that is, there's no problem. This is a free country. You do you, boo. I'm going to tell you what every single successful person I know does, so you can hopefully kind of swim downstream and take that groove path to what other successful people have done, or you can trailblaze your own path through the jungle and figure it out on your own. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. If that's you, more power to you. Awesome. Create your own story. So the reasons why successful, one more thing, along with successful people, I use this analogy a decent amount, but most of you probably have never heard this. I don't know if I've really ever used this on the podcast or on this YouTube. Is Tom Brady, best quarterback ever. I don't think it really goes. I don't think it's even arguable. My boy Patty Mahomes is probably right up his sleeve here in the next several years. But right now, Tom Brady's the best football player, if not the best quarterback ever. I don't think anybody argues that. Guess what? He's the best ever at what he does. And he had a quarterback coach, a head coach, an offensive coordinator, a strength and conditioning coach, his Alex Guerrero guy, his like weirdo like stretching guy that followed him everywhere. He had a nutritionist. He had like eight coaches, several which he paid money out of his pocket to be around him. So he's the best at what he does, yet he still saw the value in coaching. You're not the best at what you do, no offense. I'm not the best at what I do, so I'm not like calling you out. I am in the same boat as you. I understand that. I recognize that. So I am willing to pay for help to be around other successful people to learn from what they do, what they don't do. And just a couple of pointed in the right directions, a couple of keeping me in the lanes and out of the gutters, just makes all the world of difference. And monetarily it makes sense, but like emotionally and mental health wise, it makes sense to just not always be beating my head against a door because I'm going the wrong direction when I just need to freaking open the door because somebody didn't tell me how to open the door, for that weird analogy as I'm staring at a door. All right, so the reason why following other people that have been successful and paying to do that is the fastest way for you to put as much money in your pocket with as least amount of mistakes as possible is a few reasons. I'm going to go over three of them right now. One is they've already experienced it. Like, success comes from experience. But if you don't have experience, how are you going to get successful? You have to get that experience, and not everybody is willing to get that experience. So if you're okay, and you should be okay with learning from other people's experience, it's like putting your success in hyperdrive. You don't have to make 25, 50 offers on properties because you're not putting, because you're putting contingencies in there that are too scary. And, somebody can tell you, hey, take that part out of the contingency and you might get an accepted offer. You don't have to fail and screw up and over rehab or under rehab or ask too much for your house if you're flipping it or approve a crappy tenant. Like, you don't have to go through all that. Like, you can, and you can learn, and you will learn, and you have to be driven and determined to push through that. And if you're not, then you'll give up. And no offense, but that's where a lot of people go to because they inefficiently try to do something. But pay a little bit of money. You'll, a good mentor, a good coaching program, a good community will 100x your income, or 100x your income and 100x your investment. But if they show you the grooved path to do things through their experience, learn from their screw-ups, learn from their experience, double down on their wins, and you will get there much, much faster with much, much less headache and probably be much, much more successful much, much faster. Enough much as you knucklehead. All right, so success comes from experience is one big thing I wanted to put in that kind of that first one, and these all kind of tie together, but they've already experienced it. Everything you're going through, somebody else has experienced. The world is big enough. The world is old enough. There are enough people out there that everything you're going to do today, somebody else has already done, whether it be in your job, whether it be in your side hustle, whether it be in that e-com score, or that crypto investment or real estate or whatever it is, somebody has already done it. And somebody else has already done it much, much more poorly than you're getting ready to do it. And somebody else has done it much, much more successful and much more efficiently than you're getting ready to do whatever you're getting ready to do. So you can put your head in the sand and have pride and do it on your own and be somewhere in that spectrum. Or you can learn from those people that have done it, screwed up, got better, screwed up, got better, and have now, quote unquote, perfected that process. You can learn from them. They've already taken that path. It is grooved. A grooved path is much easier to go than a path with a bunch of obstacles. So go down the grooved path that other people have because of experience. And hopefully this is starting to get through to you. Maybe you're willing to be a part of a community. You just haven't found the right one, and that's fine. Keep looking. Maybe you were not. Hopefully I'm starting to get through to you, and this is starting to make a little bit of sense. So there's that. And then the last one I want to put on there is if you get down that grooved path, I have already experienced it. Success comes from experience and groove path. So I've kind of already hit on all three, but let me round this out, then we'll get out of here. The grooved path will lead to more profit. So I have a lot of people that have bought a few rental properties to get inside my community. They bought one or two and they burned them and they've come out of pocket a couple grand, or they've got all their money back. If you're familiar with the Burrs method, if you're not, I have a ton of videos on it here on social media. DM me on Instagram. I'll shoot you over a free training about it. But a lot of people have done a few successful deals. But for example, they bought a house for 55 grand. They put, $25,000 into it, so they've $80,000 into it. Again, these are just simple math. It's worth $100,000. So they get 80% loan, they get their $80,000 back, and they have a rental property, they didn't use any of their own money to buy. That's fine. Great. No money down, rental property, $20,000 equity. Awesome. But they screwed up a lot along the way. Had they had a coach and a mentor and a community like I offer, they would have got that house for 45 because they would have figured out how to negotiate a little bit better and given a couple seller concessions to get that price down. They would have rehabbed a little bit more efficiently and done a $20,000 rehab or a $15,000 rehab, and they would have made the property worth more. So that one simple example, $80,000 all in on your own, worth $100,000, $20,000 equity. I think hopefully you're following that math. But if they do it with a little bit more experience, yes, they're still not money out of pocket because they did it okay the first way. But this other way, you're all in for $70,000 and it's worth $110,000. So you're in it for less, it's worth more, you doubled your equity, so your net worth doubled from $20,000 to $40,000 because you had some guidance. So just because you're not losing money doesn't mean you're not losing money. Does that make sense? Just because the money's not coming out of your pocket doesn't mean you're not losing potential equity and potential more profit and potential more cash flow. So getting the grooved path is the best way to be successful. It just is what it is. All right, cool. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. They're quick hitters. Go buy my book, Own Your Freedom. The link is below. If you go down to the link below in the show notes, it will link you to our website where you can learn more about the coaching program. You can get some free stuff. So you can get links to social media. You can also get swag and or buy the $5 book that can change your life that I wrote over 18-month period. So hopefully you enjoyed this one. If you did, please give a rating and a review. I would really appreciate it. I will see you on the next one.